lot begins by, in book one, arguing against the innatism. Innatism being the idea that we are born with certain innate either ideas or innate principles, which are then considered as true, but also are sort of can't be erased, can't be changed. And Locke doesn't think that we have any of those innate principles, nor in any innate ideas, and he argues against them in the first part of the book. So by the second book, by book two of the essay, Locke is in a position to establish the main empiricist thesis that all our ideas come from our experience, that the mind at birth is like a blank tablet. It's the world then impresses upon the mind all these ideas and through experience. There are two types of experience, sensation and reflection upon our own inner world. So there's experience that comes from experience of an external world and experience that comes from reflecting upon how our minds operate. And these two sources, sensation and reflection, are then the basis that, according to Locke, they are the basis of all our knowledge. There is no other source.